Unit 8-9, Creating Fault Tolerant Systems, Backups and Decommissioning, Part B. The average 100-bed hospital generates anywhere between 40,000 and 45,000 radiological examinations yearly, equating to approximately 12 terabytes of space needed for storage of these documents alone. This figure doesn't even count the vast amounts of data generated yearly from billing, staffing and administration, and other typical needs of a healthcare setting. The HIPAA, or Health Information Portability and Accountability Act security rule, establishes the requirement to keep exact backup copies of all healthcare data that can be retrieved in a timely manner to restore documentation should data be corrupted or lost. Retention time for such data is generally accepted at the patient's lifetime plus 1 year after death. Healthcare institutions now must cope with the need to retain vast and ever-increasing quantities of medical data for protracted periods of time to safeguard themselves and their patients. Let's take a look at the basic requirements you need to consider. As previously stated, healthcare data must be retained on average for the patient's lifetime plus 1 year after death. A copy of the data must be protected at a location off-site geographically to the protected from natural disasters, such as fires, flooding, and such. And the data must be easily retrievable so data can be restored in a timely fashion. And, of course, the data must be encrypted for security. Another issue you need to consider when developing your backup strategy is how often and when you will complete your backups. Backups, which can sap network bandwidth and hinder access to resources, should be conducted whenever possible in a manner that reduces performance issues during peak cycles. A backup window is the time it takes to complete a given backup. This backup window is determined by both the amount of data that must be backed up and by the speed of the network infrastructure that handles the data. For many smaller organizations, the ability to complete data backups in off hours without running into production time is not an issue. However, as the amount of data increases, so does the backup window. Problems can arise when the backup window reaches peak operation cycles, potentially straining resources and slowing down the system. Likewise, larger healthcare organizations running 24/7 have a very small or even non-existent backup window. There are different types of backups which can be run, depending on your specific needs. Each has its advantages and disadvantages. Full backups, if you have the time to perform them, offer the ultimate in data protection. A single tape or set of tapes or whatever storage media you're using can provide the ability to completely resurrect a server to its current state. Full backups are not, however, without their drawbacks. They eat up storage resources and take much longer on average to complete. The incremental backup provides a much faster method of backing up data than a full backup. During an incremental backup, only the files that have changed since the last full or incremental backup are included. Drawbacks include having to restore data from multiple versions until the latest file structure is retrieved. Differential backups, on the other hand, offer a middle ground by backing up all the files that have changed since the last full backup. People often get differential and incremental confused. The big difference is that restoring differential backups is a faster process since only two sources are needed to perform a restore, the last full backup and the differential which will restore the file to the proper version you wish to recreate. Synthetic full backups are used to compensate for a small or non-existent backup window. In a synthetic full backup, information is taken from a full backup and added to the differential or incremental backup to create a new full backup tape. A file system snapshot is available on some virtual machines or VM platforms and later versions of Unix, essentially a frozen image or picture of a file system at a given instant of time. Snapshots allow for backing up the file system at several times during the day without needing large amounts of additional storage media. File system snapshots also offer system administrators the freedom to create reliable backups of their systems without needing to shut down running applications for fear of data or disk changing while the backup is happening. So, what are the primary options for backup? Well, there's direct backup. This option has a tape drive, autoloader, or library directly connected to each and every server, so they can directly back up and restore data. Then there's the network backup. This has a much larger tape drive or autoloader or library connected to just one server, and it backs up the data for all the servers through that one backup server. And then there's the SAN or storage area network backup option. This has some sort of storage network to which all the servers and the backup device is connected so that, with appropriate arbitration, all the servers can back up to these shared devices. In reality, most people use a combination of the above. Database backup requires extra considerations. Before embarking on a backup strategy for your EHR databases, consult with your EHR vendor to ensure your backup strategy is compatible with your database infrastructure. Legacy systems are often maintained simply to reference historical data, sometimes at great cost to the organization. At some point, systems or applications past their prime or data sets which must be retired must be evaluated and dealt with in a manner that ensures that active data is properly retained and inactive data is archived or disposed of securely, consistent with the organizational needs. Here are some tips for identifying and decommissioning legacy systems. First, complete a full data audit and identify the data you are collecting and retaining, and note redundancies. Complete a full inventory of EHR systems and determining what kinds of data you collect and retain and require. This can be a complex task, since managing the many overlaps and redundancies will make it confusing as to which application is being used for what purpose. Determine who owns the data so you can work with them to resolve any compliance or archiving requirements. Identify which data is inactive and which data is still active. This is done through both using logs and conferring with the data owners and stakeholders. Remember, archiving and retrieval of data, particularly in the healthcare arena, is a lifelong commitment. Be sure to plan adequately for archiving and tracking the data for compliance even once it's off the servers. Be sure your retention policies are well documented and are consistent with federal and state guidelines. Be sure to standardize on a single, well-navigable archival system. This makes locating archived data easier and faster. Develop a plan and schedule for decommissioning. Be sure to notify your data owners and stakeholders of the event, what will happen to their data once the application is decommissioned, and any potential impacts or replacement applications brought online. Once the server or applications are decommissioned, ensure the integrity of any archived data. Remember, simply erasing data from decommissioned hardware using conventional means is not enough. Data erased in this fashion can be retrieved using simple utilities. Be sure to render storage media useless or ensure it has been erased according to the industry standards. Let's take a quick moment to summarize these important points learned. HIPAA requires healthcare institutions to keep exact backup copies of all healthcare data for the patient's lifetime plus 1 year after death. That data should be protected, encrypted, and stored in multiple locations to protect it from foreseeable harm for the duration of its retention period. A backup window is defined as the time required to complete a given backup task. As the amount of data needing to be backed up increases, generally so does the backup window. It is important to develop a backup strategy that minimizes the backup window while ensuring data integrity. There are several different types of backups which can be performed, including full backups, incremental backups, differential backups, synthetic full backups, snapshots, and each can play a role in creating an effective backup strategy. Typical backup strategies use a combination of these different methods, including direct network or SAN backup methods. Lastly, decommissioning obsolete data or data storage devices requires extra considerations to ensure that active data is properly retained, that inactive data is properly and safely discarded or archived, and that HIPAA compliance is maintained.